Hey. So, I cannot emphasize this enough. It's been a long day. Let's try this again. Come in, Overwatch Command. This is Site 107. Over. My broken mug is back. No scorch marks on the floor in my office, nor in the hall outside. No giant dead spider monster. No giant dead plant monster. All the fire extinguishers are back where they are meant to be, clean and unused. There's no evidence of the fire at all, because for all intents and purposes, it never actually happened. The blackout, the monsters, and the fire, all things that only may or may not have been real, are now being classified as Incident 6320-B. And shortly following Incident B, I blinked and went from standing in the middle of a blazing inferno to sitting at my desk, wearing different clothes, my equipment in my hands, so fast I couldn't even see it happen. Time completely rewinding, or something like it. And we're calling that the reset.
Klein, come in. What just happened? Where are you? What's going on?
Damn it, not again. No. Oh, damn it. Hey, help! Somebody's in here!
Holy...
You! Hey, you! Have you seen... Shit, the radio guy? And the shrink? Hey, I was talking to you! Why won't anyone tell me what's happening?
I need medical.
Dr. Edmund Harley, head of... communications officer. Level 2. Post-incident psychological report. Last time I did one of these was almost exactly a month ago. 33 days? Wow. It feels so much longer than that. Anyway, I'm doing all right, Miss Rivera, who is listening to this. You know me. I'm always great. My job is essentially worthless at this point, but that's what I get for getting a doctorate in cryptology, right? Anyway, yeah, I kinda just stayed under my desk until the shaking stopped, like I did for the last one. I was scared there would be another collapse, and my desk is at least a little bit sturdy. Then again, I bet that's what some of the people in the BC2 offices thought the first time it collapsed, too. Also, I feel weird saying it out loud. I'm not a coward. I just think I would have hindered more than helped. I did try to go and help dig some people back out after the tremors stopped, but I don't exactly have the skill set to handle... Well, to handle anything, really. All my records got erased back to day one, so I guess I'm just talking to an uncaring void now. Which is cool! Happy to be the Foundation's dead weight. I'm joking, of course. I can promise you. I'm fine. So, I have no recordings, I have no notes, I have no spider in my office, I've got a bunch of blank tape, so I can go fuck myself. I can, start over. Other things worth mentioning, Not getting withdrawal headaches anymore, courtesy of all our alcohol stock rewinding. That's good. And that's that. I'm doing fine. Don't put me too high on the priority list. I can always just talk my feelings out into the empty vacuum of non-existence like I do every day. That's the main thing I'm good at, after all. Right? Okay. I'm done. End log. Enjoy my rambling.
Dr. Orion Lancaster, Head of Psychology, Clearance Level 2. Log submitted for post-incident psychological evaluation. I gotta lead by example, you know? Things were going okay, prior to incident B, I mean. I lost all my notes since the shift, so that sucks, but I can redo them, it'll be okay. I think I'm... Research and records are getting the worst of this. Records especially. I'm starting to prepare for the inevitable mental breakdowns that are going to happen over there. They do not like their systems getting messed with. Botany had to repot some stuff, but they didn't actually lose any of their progress, so good news there. Engineering is adaptive, so they're fine. Maintenance too. I have a couple of folks from security as my patients, so you can... Well, you know how that's going to go. Lots of, yeah. I'm kind of worried about... Upper management handled it pretty well, though, after the fact. They had, they got everyone together on the same page. Klein's doing a pretty good job. They did veto my morale-boosting idea, but I'll do some more work on it. I'll get there. Because, God, we really need that. We really need to... We need something more to help everyone. Team bonding. I just wish I could... I have a few ideas for some new things. Some new ways to help out some of my patients. Nothing cemented yet, but I have a few things written down. Oh, no, I don't, actually. That's okay. I can remember it. And we're all going to have to do some pretty heavy lifting for those of us who were reset under the rubble. That's going to be something to deal with. BC2 collapsed again like it did during the first shift. And hell, there's going to be some stuff to work through, especially considering how long it took him to dig me back out. Sorry. Yeah, new ideas for patients, maybe some department-specific issues. I also might try seeing, I might try getting some more of the field agents to come in. Because, I don't know, we all need some extra help. We're all in this together. We should meet about my morale idea, though. Just the five of us. I want to know what you guys think. And I kind of want to, never mind, unrelated. That's it, end log.
Surveillance Officer Radiger, level 2. Psych eval. I don't want to talk. I don't want to do this. You've heard. Monsters, fire, missing finger, time restarting. Still just me. Watch the whole thing again. Camera BC2 Northwest never went offline. People won't leave me alone. I want people to leave me alone. Why won't you leave me alone? I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk. You already know what happened. I don't...
Ugh, whatever! Hi!
Doctor whoever the fuck, or non-doctor, some of us only get a fucking intern. Don't show this to your leader. I forgot his name. He hangs out with the radio guy. He's already talked to me, and he's very annoying. And these are mandatory, so I guess I have to do it. Again. Even though I already did one last month. Nari love. Level 2. Field agent or something. Whatever job they want to say I'm doing. They're trying to see if any of us have gone crazy. Breaking news, shrinks. We're all crazy, or none of us would be here. I did fine, by the way. I handled the blackout like a champ, like I always do. I was out on the front line, fighting that flaming tree monster, so you're welcome. At least some of us were actually doing something for once. Yeah, I actually did something about it. Which is more than a lot of you can say. I went out of my way to actually help with things, because I'm a decent person. Oh yeah, and Medica was zip-tying people to chairs? Why are they all so fast? Why are they all so good at hand combat? If the blackout had gone on any longer, I bet Gravit would have had them kill. She wouldn't hear these, right? Are psychology and medical connected? If they are, please don't show. Actually, no. I changed my mind. I don't care. You can tell her if you want. She already hates everyone. What difference could it make? I'm fine, okay? I don't need a shrink. I didn't need one then, and I don't need one now. I'm doing perfectly fine on my own. I barely had any stuff to get reset anyway. There's nothing here I care about. It didn't affect me. Sucks for everybody else, but not for me. I'm fucking self-sufficient. I don't need any of you. I'll work out my own shit. Just like everybody in the world who isn't trapped in a box with a bunch of nosy dweebs. Everybody here sucks. I hate it in here. I miss my neighbor's dogs. And the sky. And fresh air. But fuck it. I don't need your help. And I'm not going to therapy.
Acting Site Director Beatrix Klein, Clearance Level 6320-4. Submitted for post-incident psychological evaluation. As of today, we have not yet learned what caused the blackout. Or the instances of SCP-6320-2. Or what caused the reset. I take responsibility for my loss of control of the site. I'm fairly certain the fault can be attributed to my own lack of proper oversight of what was going on in my facility. I don't really know what... I am still adjusting as well. And, hell, Shao's letting me keep my job, so... sorry. I am well aware that I will eventually run out of second chances. I'm determined to find the source of the events. And if we can't stop them, find a way to keep them from hurting anyone. And I didn't lose anybody. This time I didn't lose anybody. That has to count for something, right? I didn't completely screw the pooch. Excuse me, I keep slipping. Sorry about that. We held another all-call following Incident B, and the staff were much less resistant to calling a truce than I expected. Seems everyone agrees that the blackout was... God, there isn't a word for this. It was a huge clusterfuck that nobody wants to repeat. The compromise was that upper management would not punish anyone if all personnel could agree to absolutely not do anything like that again. Which worked, surprisingly. I am going to put better parameters in place to keep control of my staff and the D-class. Another streak of anarchy like that one could break us. I was put in charge, and now I have to prove myself worthy of this position. It's what the new site leadership deserves. I want to be dependable. I want to be worth this. And now, Chapel, I am invoking my doctor-patient confidentiality for the remainder of this recording, because I need to admit to at least somebody that I totally fucking blew it so hard. And, I have no idea what I'm doing. And I'm very scared.
Overwatch Command, it appears Site-107 has not kicked it quite yet. Despite SCP-6320's best attempts to digest us. Nobody died, but some people did get injured, either in scuffles during the blackout, or by being teleported back to where they were when the shift happened. Which, in some cases, was underneath the BC-2 collapse. It could have been a lot worse. With the power back on when we reset, Klein got to the all-site comm and enlisted us all to help dig people out. Chaotic, sure. But everyone lived.
I would be lying if I tried to take any credit for the fact that we didn't lose anybody. Because God knows how far I am from creating any kind of success here.
We have more food than last time, with Botany's Garden starting to actually produce. Meds are back, supplies are back. BC-2 and a few of the other wings have re-collapsed, but we're thinking we can sort of shove the ceiling back into itself and it'll heal up?
I had to watch it come down again. Again!
But our records, our research, and most of our progress are completely gone. Digital, too. I lost the entire backlog of my recordings. So, barring the chance this signal is reaching the outside world, we have none of that either.
I'm a waste of oxygen. I'm talking to myself. Nobody is listening to me.
Jury's still out on the cause. Could be that something during the blackout caused the reset. Could be that the reset caused the blackout. Could be neither of those things, and we could be in a closed temporal loop. We need a way to keep from losing our records, and to keep this from happening again. I need to figure out a way to keep my records from disappearing.
Okay. Alright, no, I'm gonna do better this time. They're all gonna be okay this time. I'm gonna do something. But it won't happen again. It will not happen again.
Maybe it's pointless for me to keep doing this. Maybe it's pointless for me to do anything. I think it's just routine at this point. Something comforting. Normal. Normal. Normal is essentially meaningless. Everything is weird. Even the outside world is weird.
But this all just means that I'm just as much of a freak as anybody else in here, huh? I'm nothing but another idiot who got duped into working for the world's shittiest human experimentation company. I'm not even supposed to be here. I'm barely qualified to be doing any of this shit yet. I'm not even done with my...
Everything feels suspended. Like as much as everything has changed, we're right on the edge of it all, being completely different all over again.
Okay, I just, I only need to get my thoughts in order. I need to prioritize who I need to help first. I need to make a list. Well, we're out of paper. Oh, no, we're not out of paper.
I'm going to have to invent an entire meaning for myself. What if the reset had erased my entire past? I could be a new person entirely. Anybody I wanted. Not like anybody in here cares about anything like that, so maybe I can just do it anyway.
You know what? Fuck this place. Fuck this place. Fuck the Foundation. I am clawing my way out of here with my bare hands, and I am going to go see my neighbor's dogs. Put me on a mobile task force with dogs. That's the only way they'll keep me here.
Yeah. I think we're gonna power through. Up to us to find a new way to define normal. Could be kind of fun, if you're optimistic. We'll certainly be an adventure, at least, even if it's the last one we get. And as for you, O vast, never-ending void, Overwatch Command, or possibly nobody at all, we could still use a hand. Updates to follow in the very near future. Updates on our findings, our feuds, and our failures. Stay tuned, everyone. And no one. Keep an ear out for Site 107. And, if possible, find us alive.
Episode 7 was written and produced by Anna McGuire. The voice of Harley is Ian Charles. The voice of Lancaster is Jackson McMurray. The voice of Agent Love is Tabby Bardal. The voice of Klein is Tasha Ritter. The voice of Radiger is Anna McGuire. If you like our show and want to support us, follow us on Twitter at Site107 or visit our website at findusalivepodcast.com. This podcast, along with all content relating to the SCP Foundation, is released under a Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0 license. Thank you for listening.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.